Folks, we're going to call the meeting to order as it is 10 o'clock. So we will start with an approval of the minutes. So hopefully everybody had received the minutes, had an opportunity to review the minutes.
There's one that I'd like to add.
Sure.
I asked the state specifically if they could make the put signage up for 18-wheelers and use the right lane except when turning.
Can you, again, tell us, give us the page and section that you're...
Last page of public comments.
Last page, public comments, okay. And you were asking, you would like the state to consider raising the speed limit? You'd also like to see...
Also, in addition to raising the speed limit, I'd like to see signage and everybody else in the west side because the trucks get three abreast and tie up traffic right around St. Joe.
So beyond signage, you're asking though, that because there has to be an action taken to somehow, you want them to be in the right-hand lanes, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Great, quickly, we've got some new faces.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, please.
I'll start saying it because that would be Evansville MPO.
We go this way?
Yeah, we'll go that way.
Doug Jost, Evansville Regional Airport.
Christian Tree Capital Program, Vincent's District, and Doug.
Carol Fisher, Department of Metropolitan Development.
Kurt Wilson with Mets.
Bill Hardy, West Side Improvement Association.
John Stoll, County Engineer.
Angie Higgins, Easter Seals Rehab Center.
Pam Jock, Evansville MPO.
Greg Wathen, Economic Development Coalition of Southwest Indiana.
Denitra Henderson, I'm the District Engineer for District 2 in Madisonville. I've replaced Wade Clements.
Nick Hall with the Transportation Cabinet.
Carrie Aiken with Evansville MPO.
Jimbo with Evansville MPO.
Jason Orange, Transportation Cabinet.
Aaron Truth with Evansville MPO. Cindy Phillips with the Arc of Evansville. Laura Lamb with the MPO.
Jeff Whitaker with Lightning Hill Group.
Thanks. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm learning, so as we go through this. So, we have a correction. Are there any additions, corrections to the minutes? You're pointing at me, Doug, like...
I was going to make a motion to
okay.
approve
so
them
with that
as corrected.
As corrected, so Doug made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They are approved with the stated correction. So, let us move on to Pam to the project updates.
City of Evansville Projects, Walnut Street. The NDOT LPA agreement is fully executed. There was a utility kickoff meeting held on March 21st, and that was to begin the utility coordination process. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, final tracings were submitted to NDOT on April 2nd. Sign inventory project, phase 3, notice to proceed with design was sent to the consultant on March 22nd. Vanderburgh County Projects, Columbia Delaware Bridge, railroad coordination is continuing and the consultant has begun work on the right-of-way appraisals. Green River Road from Kansas to Boonville and Harmony, all but two parcels have been secured. Warwick County Projects, Oak Grove Phase 3, a public information meeting was held on April 3rd. The purpose of that meeting was to talk through the maintenance of traffic and give the public an opportunity to get a heads up on what's going to happen during construction, because that project was let for bid, and that was the opportunity that the county provided for the public to get an understanding of what was going to be happening in the next two construction seasons. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Projects, Kentucky 2183 and Kentucky 1539. Design plan revisions, they're looking at some revisions to minimize utility impacts and costs, and those revisions are currently under discussion. I-69 Ohio River Crossing Project. The project team is holding a series of community conversations. These are opportunities for the project team to talk with residents about the preliminary alternatives and how the residents and the community may be impacted by those different alternatives. Dates, times, and locations are available at the project website.
Okay. Any questions or anything regarding those projects? If not, we're going to move on. This is Pam's show today because she's doing most of this, so I'm just here to read this. So in new business, Pam, the public hearing?
Yes. The MPO is preparing to submit the fiscal year 2018 FTA Section 5310 grants. There was a public notice of the application placed in the Evansville Courier Press on March 19th. That notice included public hearing information, inviting the public to come to today's meeting if they had any questions or comments that they would like to make on that. The public hearing notice is attached to your memo, along with the information about the grant application itself that was also put out for the public review.
And because of this time, it was noted that you public could make comments in this regard. Is there anyone here to make comments specifically dealing with this issue? Okay. If not, then let's move on to the action item as it relates to this.
So the MPO is seeking your approval today to electronically submit fiscal year 2018 grant application for the FTA Section 5310 funds. The funds will be used to purchase two nonprofit vehicles and for MPO administration of the Section 53 program itself. The total amount being requested is $163,631. Your approval designates the MPO staff to apply for the 5310 funding.
Would entertain a motion in this regard?
I'll move for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any additional discussion regarding this action? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Let us move on now to on the public hearing with regard to Section 5307.
So similarly, the METS 2018 FTA grant application, public notice was posted in the Evansville Courier Press on March 10th. Notified the public that today's meeting was an opportunity for them to come and speak on that application. The public hearing notice is attached to your memo along with the funding application information. So
at this time, is there anyone here speaking on behalf or have comments, public comments with regard to this item? Okay, if not, then we'll move on to, I don't think we have an action on this one
yes.
as well. Yes, sorry.
So the MPO is seeking your approval today to electronically submit the FTA grants from METS for 2018. Total amount being requested is $1,824,584 in Section 5307 funds, $254,749 in Section 5339 and $124,934 in Section 5310 funds, along with $550,869 in current year CMAC funds. The grant will also be using some prior year CMAC funds as well. So your approval will designate the MPO staff to apply for this FTA funding on behalf of METS.
Okay. Would entertain a motion in that regard?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes as well. So let's move on to the TIP amendments and approval requests.
So today's, we are requesting approval of two TIP amendments. The first is for DES number 1702066. It's the bridge replacement of the pedestrian bridge on State Road 62 west of St. Joe Avenue. We're adding the project to the TIP, preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2019. The PE costs $253,000. That will be an 80-20 split using federal STP funding. And the construction amount will be added to the TIP. It's outside of the current funding period, but it'll be shown there at about $2.5 million. The second project is State Road 68 bridge over Wallace Creek. It's a bridge replacement project. We are adding the project for preliminary engineering in 2018 and the right-of-way in fiscal year 2020. PE cost is $185,000. Right-of-way cost is $30,000. Again, that'll be an 80-20 split using STBG funding.
Since this is a request to make these amendments, would entertain a motion for that very thing?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, is there a second, please?
Second.
Okay, any discussion regarding the TIP amendments? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. This next item is administrative TIP modifications and information.
So in your packets, let me count them up here, there's one, two, three, four.
Four.
TIP administrative modifications, and these are being provided to you for informational purposes. Many of the projects on these lists are group projects that are being added to the TIP. Group projects are smaller in scope, and so we bundle them together under a single contract. They might be things like bridge deck overlays or pipelining, slip lining, things like that. They're not significant enough for us to bring individually, so we group them together. And so some of those we're adding costs or increasing the preliminary engineering costs. We do have some changes to some local projects I'd like to highlight in the very first memo, the March 9th memo on page 2. Vandenberg County requested the Columbia Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek, that construction be moved from fiscal year 2019 to 2020. The town of Newburgh Rivertown Trail Phase 3A, that construction is moving from 2018 to 2019. City of Evansville have requested an increase in the right-of-way costs for the Covert Avenue project. Mm-hmm. And then Warwick County requested some additional preliminary engineering funding for the Safe Routes to School project in their area, as well as an increase in the right-of-way costs. The second memo on March 28th was a request from Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, adding construction to a project that was currently in the TIP for preliminary engineering. The construction cost is being added for 2018 at $56,000. It's 100% funded with HSIP funds or safety funds. The memo for April 5th, again, has several group projects being amended or costs being amended or phases being amended into the TIP, but it also includes capital assistance, the 5310. It's a change, we're adding DES numbers to that item in the TIP, and we're revising the cost estimates for fiscal year 2018. And then the last one on April 11th is a revision to the planning activities for fiscal year 2019 for the UPWP. We revise those amounts now that we have the budget finalized.
And so this was just for informational purposes only, but are there any comments or anything anyone wants to say with regard to what Pam's outlined here? Okay. Other business, you entertain at this point in time, any other business to be brought in front of the advisor committee? Business. Public comments. Would anyone from the public, anyone else would like to make any specific comments with regard to issues that this group oversees? And we did introduce a new staff member.
Yes.
It shouldn't be me.
Yes.
And just for you came from where?
I just graduated from Purdue.
Oh, Purdue, okay. And so that's fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And you guys had a pretty good football season this year, so we're really excited about basketball too. So that's fantastic. Thank you for being a part of this. So, any other comments? Anything for the good of the order? If not, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.